Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'm ready for election day now. Man, I brewed up some strong coffee this morning. I brewed up some sludge. I got my 82 Coffee Company French press. It's like the hardcore durable French press, too. It's that one that you could throw in the back of your rucksack and take it with you out there on a hike, out there on a hunting trip or something like that. And man, I got that Indo Love, the dark roast. The darker the roast, the better when it comes to coffee. I tell you what, woo, I'm ready to roll. Now, Tim and Savage, he didn't even need a fresh pot of coffee to get fired up for election day because he got a chance to hear Donald Trump Jr. call into Montana Talks. That was like a last minute, last second addition to the lineup. Great surprise phone call from Donald Trump Jr. at the top of the 8 o'clock hour yesterday. In fact, I wanted to take advantage of every second that we had with Donald Trump Jr. So when we went to the commercial break, because it's all hardwired breaks around here, we stay on schedule. I even, you know, they killed my over-the-air microphone, and I recorded about a couple more minutes with Donald Trump Jr. during the break as well. And, man, Donald Trump Jr. was on fire. Man, he was fired up, not just for the presidential race, for his father, President Donald Trump, but he was fired up about the big U.S. Senate race here in Montana, and he was fired up about the importance of voting red, voting Republican up and down that ticket, voting conservative up and down that ticket for everything from local municipal races on up to the presidential race. It is that important right now. The left has gone that insane. They will take advantage of and abuse any position of power. We've seen it. We've seen it, haven't we? We even saw it with these left-wing city council members, with these left-wing school board members here in Montana. They will abuse any position of power to shut you down and to try to silence you. But anyway, we'll play some of that audio of our conversation with Donald Trump Jr. I'm going to save that for later on in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. We also got an incredible update. This was another kind of last-minute surprise edition. It was kind of funny. I got a note from Senator Steve Daines. He said, wow, I was listening in to Donald Trump Jr. He was like, man, he was on fire. I was like, well, Senator, why don't you call in and give us a little update from your purchase, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee as well. So he said, yeah, why not? So he called in, and then we took phone calls and more. What a rip-roaring show on Monday. You know it's Tuesday. You know it's going to be a rip-roaring show today because I had some really good coffee. That'll get us through the first couple hours. And then John Jackson, the Joker from X, he'll be in studio with us. I think he's going to stick around for a couple of hours today. He's even going to join us tomorrow in studio for our day after Election Day show. So because it's kind of a crazy, it's always crazy the day after the election because, okay, you have a lot of results that come in. Maybe some results are still trickling in. But I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Rockin' R Bar in Bozeman tomorrow for Wednesday's show, the day after the election, because there's going to be a whole bunch of folks in Bozeman for the election night party tonight. I don't want to miss that one. And yeah, who knows who will stop by and see us down at the Rockin' R tomorrow morning. John Jackson will be back in studio, so hopefully we can, you know, still take some phone calls that way, and then he can be monitoring X and see what the some of the top line stories are. All right, we'll get to Senator Daines right after this.
Securing America. The Department of Defense is sending additional missile destroyers, fighter squadrons, and B-52 long-range bombers to the Middle East as the military prepares for the departure of the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier from the region at an unspecified time in the future. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder says the incoming assets will help
protect our forces, support the defense of Israel, and also act as a deterrent.
General Ryder says that the U.S. will lose no capability in the transfer of the assets.
This demonstrates the flexibility and versatility of the U.S. military in order and our ability to meet our national security commitments and provide robust capability around the world and flex as needed.
He adds that the U.S. is fairly unique in that manner.
At the end of the day, it really comes down to our people and the capabilities that we provide.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some areas of light snow in the Bozeman areas today, rain and snow showers to rain shower chances later today in Billings. Highs from the mid-30s in Bozeman to 47 in Billings. Any accumulation stays less than an inch in Bozeman. Tonight, with areas of light snow, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman. Any accumulation less than an inch in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Election day is almost here. Here's what we're going to do on through Tuesday with Montana Talks. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk. We're going to give candidates the opportunity to talk. You can call in. They can call in. Plus, we're going to keep an eye out for the big breaking news. What's the big story of the day? You'll get the chance to tell us. Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. The phone number, put it in your speed dial, 406-294-0970. Hey, Aaron.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Senator Steve Daines joining us live here on Montana Talks. He's not only your Montana senator looking at this Montana Senate race, he's the chairman of the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Senator, I know I caught up with you briefly last week, but how have the numbers changed? How have the numbers shifted? How are you feeling about all of these Senate races across the country?
Yeah, you know, I did an interview on Fox yesterday with John Roberts and Sandra Smith, and that's exactly the question I got. We sort of unpacked the national map. You look at those Rust Belt, that blue wall states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Aaron, every one of those states now with our great Republican candidates, they've moved into ties on the polling. We are tied in Pennsylvania today with Dave McCormick, another West Point graduate, 82nd Airborne. He'd be a great addition to the U.S. Senate. You go to Michigan, Mike Rogers tied. Mike was the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, an FBI agent, a great patriot, another veteran, an Army lieutenant, tied in Michigan. You go to Wisconsin, Eric Hovde, we are tied. And these are not numbers I'm spinning. These are numbers I trust, believe in, and see in our internal polls. Every one of these states are now in tied position with our Senate candidates. They're tracking very close to President Trump's numbers. So I think we'll see what happens tomorrow. President Trump, if he wins Pennsylvania, he wins Wisconsin, he wins Michigan, I think we've got a shot here with those Senate candidates to be in the end zone. Then you go out to the Sun Belt, you go out to the Arizona and Nevada races. And every one of these races I'm talking about are races we're trying to beat Democrats. These would be pickup seats for the Republicans to help President Trump with his agenda back in Washington. In Nevada, where I was just at Saturday, in fact, I was with J.D. Vance and Donald Trump Jr. We did a big rally in Las Vegas with Sam Brown. Sam Brown is the Republican Senate candidate. He's another West Point graduate, severely wounded by the Taliban, by an IED in Afghanistan, burned over much of his body. He's got an incredible story of heroism. He met his wife, who's also a captain in the Army, when she was tending to his wounds at the burn center in San Antonio, Texas. He was literally wrapped in mummified bandages with a feeding tube in his mouth, fighting for his life. This sweet dietitian and nurse named Captain Amy Brown. She wasn't Amy Brown then because they fell in love as he healed up. They were married. They have three children. He's a wonderful candidate, an American war hero. That race now has moved to neck and neck in Nevada, and that's why we're all there in Las Vegas for Sam on Saturday. And then you go to Arizona. That race is tied up with Carrie Lake. She's been down 4 or 5 points. Latest polls now show that within a couple of points. I think Trump's doing well in Arizona. We'll see what happens there. So these are just these big races. It's a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us to pick up these Democrat seats with President Trump at the top of the ballot. to ensure that we've got a Senate majority to work with President Trump and not against him.
What a remarkable update there. What a remarkable story. I've heard Sam Brown's story, but I hadn't heard that story about his wife, an incredible husband and wife team, much like Tim and Carmen Sheehy back here in Montana. You said we've got a shot. You've got a shot at retaking the Senate majority and getting Chuck Schumer out of that Senate majority leader job. And if they can pull off a win in those other states. But the reality is, it's like all it takes is Montana. Montana alone could deliver that massive victory tomorrow.
Well, all eyes are on Montana. Despite the update I just gave you, Aaron, and how we're fighting right now and, you know, hand-to-hand combat, as they say, it's a knife fight in a phone booth across these states, fighting for President Trump, fighting for these Republican Senate candidates. It all comes down to Montana. Tim Sheehy wins tomorrow night. We have reclaimed the majority in the United States Senate. It's as simple as that. It does come down to Montana. We win Montana. We have the majority. We now have a majority that can work with President Trump. If we don't win Montana, they're truly severe consequences for this nation, as we've seen Kamala Harris break 33 votes as the tie-breaking vote as vice president, losing on these horrible judges like, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who can't even define what a woman is. These are the kind of people who will be on the Supreme Court, on the Circuit Court, on the Federal District Court, lifetime appointments, if we don't have a Republican majority to either stop the insanity of the left, but better to advance President Trump's agenda. We probably will have a couple of Supreme Court nominees during President Trump's next term. Can you imagine if John Tester is back there voting against every one of them? And let me just say this, that to be as clear as I can with those who are listening this morning, this is not a personal issue between myself and John Tester. If you notice Tim Sheehy's ads, they are hitting John Tester on his voting record, on the fact he's the number one recipient of lobbyist dollars. It's issue-based. Tester's hits on Sheehy are all personal smears, going finding Democrat partisans that are never Trumpers to get on camera and say terrible things about Tim Sheehy. But here are the facts, Aaron. If you care about the Second Amendment, as I do, as I'm sure virtually every listener is today on the radio show, John Tester received an F from the NRA, Tim Sheehy an A. So check the box in the Second Amendment for Tim Sheehy. Tim Sheehy will vote for President Trump's agenda. John Tester voted to impeach Trump twice. John Tester voted against President Trump's tax cuts. Tim Sheehy will support President Trump's tax cuts. These big, big votes we take are so important. And John Tester has voted with Biden and Harris over 95% of the time and voted against President Trump when it mattered 100% of the time.
You couldn't ask for a more clear contrast for anybody who's undecided at this point.
All right, that full audio with Senator Steve Daines is on the Montana Talks app. It's on the Montana Talks website right now. I got his reaction to Jim Messina's comments and much more.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
I'll let you in on a little secret. There's basically nothing for journalists to do on Election Day until the first polls close at 7 Eastern. Now, this is a great flurry of activity. Anything they post anyway is going to end up being dated. And, you know, you get the final spin from the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign. And then there were the anecdotal, well, at my bowling place, there was a very long line. That's got to be good for Kamala Harris or for Donald Trump. And also, I'm kind of fed up with, well, the final polls show that Harris is leading by one in this swing state and Trump is leading by two. It's all within the margin of error. So there's a lot of sitting around. There's a lot of, oh, the first wave of exit polls came in. And by the time we see the final results, it doesn't matter. So take it easy, because it's going to be a long night and perhaps a long day tomorrow. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some areas of light snow in the Bozeman areas today, rain and snow showers to rain shower chances later today in Billings. Highs from the mid-30s in Bozeman to 47 in Billings. Any accumulation stays less than an inch in Bozeman. Tonight, with areas of light snow, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman. Any accumulation less than an inch in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
We got a phone call from Trump Force One. Mark Wayne Mullen was in the air with President Donald J. Trump, with RFK Jr. and many others. Man, it sounded like a party up there, by the way. You can check out that full audio. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, Donald Trump Jr. himself called into Monday's Montana Talks. And Senator Steve Daines gave us the latest on polling when it comes to the battleground Senate races that he oversees as the NRSC chairman. MontanaTalks.com for that and more.
This is Fox on Justice. ICE's Boston office has announced another illegal immigrant charged with a sex crime has been arrested on Nantucket. All are what Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials refer to as gotaways, entering the United States at an unknown place and time. Per the new announcement, 41-year-old Guatemalan man Felix Alberto Perez Gomez is now charged with indecent assault and battery against a Nantucket resident. Perez Gomez was previously removed following a reckless driving conviction out of Pennsylvania in 2011. Enforcement and Removal Operations Field Office Director Todd Lyons says, quote, he then unlawfully re-entered the country and made his way to our Nantucket community to apparently commit a sex crime against a resident here. Perez represents a threat to our New England residents that we cannot tolerate. ICE Boston arrested a Brazilian man also facing indecent assault and battery charges and took two Salvadorian men into custody, each charged with sex crimes against a child in separate cases on the island. The men remain in custody. Molly Line, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. And welcome to Election Day 2024. Well, in Saratoga, Wyoming, FFA students and area ranchers are making Thanksgiving even more delicious and affordable this year for all Cowboy State Food Bank patrons. With more on this story, here's our network's Rachel Gable.
Wyoming's First Lady, Jenny Gordon, has made fighting hunger in the Cowboy State her focus. And in Saratoga, the Silver Spur Ranch grew a couple of acres of potatoes, and the bounty has spilled across the state.
Yeah, they had used that acre as a fundraiser for the FFA students at Saratoga. So they had done that process earlier, a couple weeks prior, and had done got them bagged and sold, and then the excess they took to the food pantries. And originally we were going to take them to the food pantry, and the pantry said, oh, we have so much, please spread it around the state. So that was the genesis of getting the Food Bank of Wyoming that huge truck, that semi, so they could get it back up to Casper, and then it'll be a free item for all the pantries that are ordering, which is going to be great for Thanksgiving.
All of the students helped bag and load the potatoes on the truck to share the harvest. Gordon has urged gardeners and farmers to grow a little extra to share, and the Silver Spur and Saratoga FFA took that to heart.
It's amazing, and they still have some potatoes there that the students are going to go back and harvest, and because they couldn't fit them all on the truck, so they'll be coming back and getting another load. We did 8,475 pounds that day, and he said there's probably about that much left.
For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, Wyoming's First Lady has also been a guiding force for the state's new Beef Sticks for Backpacks program. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Looking for unbeatable deals on used equipment? Look no further than C&B, your local John Deere dealer of choice. Right now in our clearance center, we've got a 2022 John Deere Windrower 260R equipped with a 4600 Command Center Auto Track activation with a 6000 receiver. Now clearance at just $165,000. Want to see more clearance equipment? Then head to C&B today or visit DeereEquipment.com/clearance to see the full details on this unit and more. But don't wait. This unit won't last long.
Ready for a real PRF partner? At Ag Risk Advisors, this isn't our first rodeo. We are one of the most experienced in pasture rangeland forage. Honesty, commitment, trust. Many companies use these words. At Ag Risk Advisors, we earn them.
The deadline to enroll in pasture rangeland forage insurance is December 1st. Visit PRFAdvisors.com to enroll.
Well, after today's elections, Washington insiders say the upcoming lame duck session of Congress represents one last chance at a farm bill. However, it would require compromise on a number of tricky issues. Farm Policy News says it would require House and Senate leaders to agree on spending in quite a few important areas. While some longtime Washington contacts only give the odds of getting a farm bill done here in 2024 at 15%. A veteran farm lobbyist says the simple resolution is for Republicans to drop SNAP cut demands and Democrats to agree on higher reference prices. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, man, I tell you what, one thing I talked about how Tim and Savage was all fired up after he heard Donald Trump Jr. call into Montana Talks yesterday. But then, even if that didn't get him fired up, apparently Mark Levin, did you guys hear the very open of Mark Levin's program? Apparently Mark Levin had an incredible opening montage. I didn't get a chance to hear it. I did fire off a message on Twitter to Mr. Producer, the producer for Mark Levin, because I saw that there I had the ability to send him a message. I doubt he probably saw it, much less responded. But anyway, I don't know if any of you out there in the Twitterverse have seen that anywhere on social media, the video of or the audio of Mark Levin's opening montage. I'd love to hear it, maybe even play it on the radio. But one thing that reminds me, one thing I do have, I had this ready to go yesterday, but for some reason just never got to it because we had so much going on. Mark Levin over the weekend on his TV program on Fox News, he went on an epic rant about why Kamala Harris and why these far-left Democrats do not deserve to represent America. If you hate America, if you hate Americans, you don't deserve to represent America. You don't deserve to represent Americans. And it reminds me of a great story that's at thefederalist.com this morning. Here's the headline. The best thing for America would be a Donald Trump blowout. Democrats don't deserve to win after waging unprecedented lawfare against their political opponents, from the former president to peaceful pro-life protesters. That's just one excerpt from that piece at The Federalist. The author goes on with several other great examples. So I want to get to that. But on a lighter note, can I just make a quick observation before we get into your phone calls and more? And plus, I want to get to the Mark Levin rant. We've got a whole bunch of other audio that our producer snagged for us already here. But Just a slight observation here. So these liberal TV stations, I've noticed some of you are now calling MTN Montana's tester network because they're so biased for the Democrats now. So do you remember, not only have they in recent months just gone full throttle biased in support of Tester and the Democrats, but do you remember when they canceled their Farm and Ranch Report, they stopped airing Western Ag Network programming? Now, another TV network quickly jumped on the opportunity to air the Western Ag Network programs that we air as well. I was looking at the KTVQ website yesterday. They do a story like once every 6 days, or maybe less than that, about something agriculture related, and then they call it their Montana Ag Network. You know what their story was about yesterday? Apples. Their big agriculture story is about apples. Not wheat, not cattle, hell, not even soybeans. I mean, if you want to go to the apples, how you like? And whenever I've been at the Montana Grain Growers, the Pulse Growers meetings, I've been at the Montana Stock Growers meeting, Farm Bureau, I forget getting the big apple report and the ag update for some reason. But man, Montana's Tester Network, they're all over it. They are all over it. Let's go to Steve and Ballantyne first up on the phone lines. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Well, just letting any of the Democrat Party know, and that's going to the vote this morning, that the one thing that stands out on me with Kamala and the rest of them is that freaking tax, that unrealized capital gains tax. do they understand that it affects all of us? And they're going to have to go hire a tax accountant to find out and how to set up a payment plan, because most of us are not going to have that kind of money to sit there and pay for something that we haven't even sold yet. I mean, it's one of the most absurd campaign promises that someone could ever make. I mean, it is absurd. And just a few days ago, if they think that it's gonna get to the rich, the rich are going to move out of this country again, like they did during Obama. And just the other day, look at Denny's restaurants, Wendy's. These places are shutting down and putting people out of work just because of the Biden-Harris plans.
Yeah, and the inflation is probably curbing a lot of people's enthusiasm to get out and go out and eat as much as they otherwise would have before. Yeah, well said. That unrealized gains is just crazy. But that's the whole point, Steve. They want you to be forced to sell what you already own in order to pay for taxes on something that you haven't even benefited from yet, because that's their whole end game. They don't want you to own private property. They don't want you to own stuff. They want you to be dependent on the government. Remember, you will own nothing and be happy. They told you what their plans are. Steve, great to hear from you. We got a couple other callers on the phone lines here. I would sneak a quick one in before the break, but it's coming up here very fast. So we'll get to it right after this. Well, let me sneak in another important message here in the meantime. Hey, you know, I was talking about a lot of you, you know, wanting to get out and get your hunting trip in. Some of you are waiting until after the election. Smart move, by the way. You're waiting until after the elections to get your big hunting trip in, because you got to get out there and hunt for votes right now. But then there's some of you that are thinking, well, I'd love to get out there, but man, I just think of hauling a deer or an elk out of the hills and my back hurts just thinking about it. And then my knee, I don't even know if I can make the hike. Well, if that's you, if you're somebody who is dealing with constant pain, dealing with pain, but you don't want to get surgery, you don't want to have those prescription drugs to deal with the pain, I get it. You know, even if you've been told to get surgery, why not check into another option first, at least? QC Kinetics. You can get a free consultation with QC Kinetics right now and just see if this is something that'll work for you. Natural pain relief. 406-201-6263.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got some messages that came in on our Montana Talks app, some just a few minutes ago and some throughout the course of the day yesterday. Casey in Bozeman just messaged us about an hour ago. Aaron, what are the latest poll results between Sheehy and Tester? Is Sheehy still winning? Casey, what I've heard is that Tim Sheehy has been up at least 5 points in practically everything. The Democrats, it's kind of funny, because now they need some optimism. They need some reason to be hopeful today, because that's what they're using to try to get their people to actually show up. But anyway, they're out there. They're latching onto an MSU Billings poll. Since I know, I laughed, you laughed, we all laughed. Yeah, they're latching onto one of the most unreliable polls in recent years to claim, oh, the race is tied. Yeah, okay, even you guys don't believe it, but you need something to tell your supporters. I get it. And then they're latching on to another one. Was it, what was the name of this other one? Was it Morning Consult? Anyway, this other one they're latching on to, they're saying, oh, this is great. Tim Sheehy only leads by 4 points. But if you look at that actual poll, if you compare apples to apples, hey, that could be like a farm report for the for the TV stations. If you compare apples to apples and you look at that same poll, Tim Sheehy is doing better in that poll than he did in that poll back in August. So it's kind of like, okay, but what they want to do is they're comparing apples to lemons, and they're saying, oh, look at these two polls that show how tight everything is.
But I guess here's my message for you, Casey, and anybody else who has not gotten out to vote yet, who is still waiting to vote on Election Day, get out and vote on Election Day, because the reality is none of these polls matter. What matters is you getting out to vote, you showing up, and you getting your friends and neighbors out to vote. It's great that people call into radio shows. It's great that people jump on Twitter. But what really matters right now is getting people out to vote. 406-294-0970. Light Brows in Hardin says, I am so glad the political ads will be ending today. We can only hope. We can only hope, Light Brows. Right? You never know the craziness going on anymore. Kelly in Glasgow talking about the youth vote. So the youth vote was an accurate predictor of the 2020 elections here in Montana. It predicted the Republican sweep in 2020. And if the youth vote is accurate for 2024, we will see a Republican sweep once again in 2024. However, Kelly in Glasgow says this, I sure hope the kids are wrong on CI 126, 127, and 128. I'm with you there, Kelly. I do think we've got a very good shot at defeating CI 126 based off of what we heard last week from a great pollster, Eric Iverson, who was in the house with us. But again, the polls suggest good things, that we can defeat this ranked choice voting scheme to change our elections, but it only matters if people actually get out there and vote, if you get out there and vote. But great point there. And oh, and then one other here before I get back into the phone lines here. This came in from a listener in Butte, Montana, last night. This is one of my favorite messages. Hello, Aaron. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I thank you for your service and for your drive on your radio show. This is my favorite part, though, right here. I am a union carpenter in beautiful Butte, Montana. I have been amused when our union rep shows up on our job site trying to rally support for Tester. The good part is nobody is buying that crap. Keep up the amazing work. Yeah, nobody is buying that crap. All right, let's go into the phone lines. I know we've got several folks on the line we want to get to here. Nancy in Roundup was first up. Nancy, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Patriots. Okay, some good news from the Keystone State, Pennsylvania. At this time in 2020, Biden had 1.4 million votes. Today, only 400,000 votes can be credited to Kamala Harris. It looks good. It looks good for anyone who's running for a Republican Senate seat across the country, including the state of Michigan, because there's two seats open, and both Republicans are really gaining leverage there. And so that means that we could possibly keep the House. And I just want to say this. We are a self-governing nation, government, so please get out there and vote. That is your duty as a citizen. Vote against anything that's big government. It's just too big, and it's not working for us anymore. So God bless all of you. Safe travels to the polls today. I'm excited, and I am very hopeful for President Trump and for our Tim Sheehy.
Well, God bless you. Well said, Nancy. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Jesse Waters had a great segment last night talking about how, you know, kind of what you alluded to there about how Republicans are up in the early voting in places like Pennsylvania, which could be the state. I mean, we never know until tonight, but that could be the state all up. I'll play that quick little audio clip for you here in just a couple of minutes as well. Next up, let's see. We've got Tim in Savage. Tim in Savage. Tim, great to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning, Montana. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I tell you, one way or the other, the Lord is in control. I've heard a lot of discussion about Christians voting or not voting. I got to remind folks, despite the revisionist history you may have learned, this country was founded on religious freedoms and escaping religious persecution. That's why the Puritans came over from Europe, and this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we are called by our Lord to participate in this government that we have, and we are called to vote. And so I implore people to pray on it, vote as their heart leads them, and I sure hope the heart leads them in the right direction there. And like you said, the kids were right on everything except those initiatives. We need to get those down. So straight red all the way down. Sons of Montana, no on the initiatives, and I'll see you in Bozeman tonight to celebrate.
All right. You have chosen wisely. You were initially saying, I got to stay back and work, and it's like, really, Tim? You're gonna miss out what could be the biggest election night party in the country history in the making, potentially. I mean, you know, Lord willing, right?
He's got it under control no matter what the outcome is, and we need to keep our faith in that at all times. But this is the time that we reclaim this country, and we reclaim the values that this country was founded upon. And for the last two Sundays, when I've been preaching, I've been talking about there is evil in the world, and we see that, and we see that in the ads, and we see the lying and the smearing of good people that has been going on throughout all these ads. And every time that wicked witch from San Francisco opens her mouth, it just gets worse and worse. And we need to send her back home. And I know Johnny T's not going to go back to the farm, but we need to get him out of the Hart Senate office building and, you know, put him over on K Street where he can actually, you know, earn his dirty money in straight up and be honest about what he's doing.
Yeah, that's right. Well said. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Look forward to seeing you, later tonight, likely. Michael and Bozeman messaged us yesterday. I think I forgot to share this one on the air, but he, you know, to Tim's point about the importance of all of these Christians voting and not just sitting on the sidelines, Michael and Bozeman says, I don't understand, Aaron. What biblical or philosophical reason could there be for refusing to vote? That was a great question from Michael and Bozeman yesterday. Let's go to Meredith in Billings. Meredith, good to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
excuse me. I took and I had the opportunity last night, and it shouldn't have surprised me, but it kind of did. I was in a room with a bunch of younger people, I'm say early, mid-20s, and subject Sheehy come up, and nearly every one of them said, well, we're not going to vote for Sheehy because he lied. I said, lied about what? And they was talking about his wound. And I said, do you understand what a Purple Heart is? And probably all but one didn't even know what a Purple Heart was and what had to be done or what had to happen to get a Purple Heart. Anyway, after explaining that, you know, they just don't give them away on a whim. There, something had to happen in order for him to have the Purple Heart or the Bronze Star of Valor. And hopefully I changed a couple of minds during that. But it just surprised me that our young people are dumbed down so much that they didn't understand that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Younger people have always been more liberal, right? And then as they grow and pay taxes, they become more conservative. But you look at the strongest demographic that the Democrats have right now in Montana is that 18 to 29-year-old demographic. So I wonder how much of that is that really the reason that they're claiming they're not going to vote Republican? Or is that just the easiest excuse because that's what the media is focusing on right now? I think for some of these people, like they're just going to reiterate whatever talking point they've got in front of them. But unfortunately, that younger demographic still leans left, unfortunately. Hey, thanks for the call.
Right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I can't make any of you vote. I can only tell you what is at stake. And if you want, this comes down to fundamental choices. Open borders or secure borders. Law and order or defund, dismantle, no bail laws. Economic policies rooted in the greatest wealth creating system in the world called capitalism versus socialism, Marxism, whatever name you want to give it. That's what New Green Deal-ism is. Energy dominance or America with high energy prices and more poverty and forced EV mandates. It's a choice between America being the leader of the free world. That's what's at stake. And if you agree with me, I'm only asking one thing. Vote.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, as the holidays approach, it is so essential to recognize that personal safety is a year-round priority. Now, crime tends to spike during this time of year, making it even more critical to protect what matters most. Now, this holiday season, gift your loved ones with peace of mind with a burner, less lethal launcher. The burner launcher is a safe, effective defense solution and tool equipped with powerful non-lethal deterrents, including tear gas and kinetic rounds. Now, you can hit a target 50, 60 feet away, and that's capable of stopping any perpetrator, any attacker, right there in their tracks. Now, why choose burner? Burner offers you peace of mind that you deserve without the legal or mental burden of a firearm. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background check, no permit, and they can ship it directly to your door. That's why Burner is trusted by over 500 government agencies, police departments, and private security firms. Just go to their website, Burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. That's Burner.com/Hannity. Protect what matters most without compromise.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The great forgetting, collective amnesia, whatever you want to call it, the phenomenon is real. Economic lessons learned in past decades are forgotten and flawed policies come back. Tariffs, price controls, quotas, and rationing. None of these are new ideas, but those who lived through their past uses are no longer in charge, and the wisdom acquired through pain has vanished as well. President Nixon famously imposed wage and price controls in 1971 in an attempt to slow down Vietnam War inflation. And after a honeymoon period when everyone applauded the move, things quickly unraveled, especially when those expecting cost of living increases in their paychecks got the news. But popularity aside, the policy was like a wrecking ball to otherwise ordinary adjustments an unregulated price system would bring about. Some counties were running out of heating oil at the same time as others were awash in surplus, because without a higher price, there was nothing to cover the transportation costs. Smart economists like Milton Friedman pointed these things out, but no one remembers him. I'm Patrick Burke.
For a million pets helped with Dynovite.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Uh-oh, what is this? The Billings Education Association, the teachers union in Billings. You know, the one that sold out their teachers and forced them to wear masks, even though the teachers in the teachers union voted against being forced to wear masks. Apparently, they're having some financial problems right now. They've discovered some financial irregularities. We had a listener who is no longer a member of the BEA send us some correspondence there. That's a story worth looking into. They're very interesting. Thanks for passing that one on. All right, I got to get to Levin's rant. Might have to save that one for the 7 o'clock hour of the show, though, since we're getting so many great phone calls right now. Let's see. Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was listening to, this is about voting. I was listening to Tom Gresham's Gun Talk show, and some guy called in, and he's a veteran. He's a gun nut. He's a Republican, but he cannot vote for Trump. He says, morally, I can't vote for Trump, but he couldn't give any real reasons. He doesn't like the way he tweets. He doesn't like the way he talks and that sort of thing. But as far as I know, he was talking about, you know, he needs the perfect candidate on the ballot. Well, as far as I've seen, Jesus Christ is not on the ballot. So if he's looking for the perfect candidate, he's not going to find him. And Tom just couldn't persuade this guy that if you are a gun nut, not voting is voting for Kamala Harris. So
yeah,
anyway,
I wonder if it was one of those seminar callers that was just trying to plant that seed with Gresham's listeners. Yeah, well, and also like, oh, well, I don't like some of the things that Donald Trump says. Rock, I'm assuming you're a white guy. I don't know. I don't know if you're a white guy or not. But
I'm a white guy, but I love soul music.
Hey, I'm with you there, brother. I'm with you there. Preach, brother. Yeah, R&B, man, Chicago R&B back in the day when I was a little kid that just moved from Glasgow, Montana, south of Chicago. Holy cow, there was some great music back. But now I should see Squirrel. Here we go again, Squirrel. But the Democrats are openly calling you awful and racist, and they're telling you what a horrible human being you are just because of the color of your skin. But these people don't like some of the tweets that Donald Trump shares. Like these people can say the worst things imaginable about an entire ethnic category, about an entire group of people. But yet you say you don't like something that Donald Trump said via Twitter. Like, yeah, I'm with you. This guy is either a seminar caller or a complete freaking moron. Rock, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's see. We're short on time here. Let's go to Bill in Belgrade. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for taking my phone call today. I just wanted to say that tomorrow I will be 44 years old. I've always enjoyed this time. I called a couple weeks ago just to let you know that I was a first-time voter. Really been paying attention to it, got my family involved. My family went out and voted. Me and my wife stayed in line for 4.5 hours at the county courthouse in Bozeman just to do our due diligence.
Awesome.
Our 7-year-old daughter was with us, too. She was rocking out watching Andy Griffith's show. Again, like, I cannot tell you how much that this radio station has kept me informed. Montanans that are listening, like, this is our duty. If you just need to get out and vote, please get out and vote. Just, like, leery about whatever. Just ask people who are informed, and they'll lead you in the right direction. But this country needs good leaders.
And we need you. We need you to show up. Bill, what a great phone call. Happy birthday to you. Come see us at the Rockin' R on Wednesday.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.